I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. This is a safe space for the independent thinkers out there, and we need you more than ever. Interesting times. Today is Friday, so next hour we will get into my False Flag Friday report that I do every week at 10 o'clock and then close out the show with This Week on the Crazy Train. I could probably just turn on the news and just play that for 30 minutes to end the show with, because the entire world seems to have gone insane, and certainly the United States is no exception. So we'll take a look at that. I'll kick off today with a few quotes of the day. One of my favorite is, again, from the quote machine H.L. Mencken. He said, "The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself." The problem we have now, as I see it, is too many people just want to make sure that they're being a good citizen, complying. You want to comply with all the rules. You don't want to be a danger to the government. You want to be a good citizen, a good obedient citizen, doing everything that you're told. If you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. That's what we've been told for so long, but a real danger is being able to think for yourself. It seems to be in fairly short supply these days, but Stefan Molyneux has a quote, "No rules for the rulers is tyranny for the subjects. Freedom for politicians is enslavement for its citizens." And there was a good one. Yeah, here it is. Lysander Spooner. And this kind of goes with my view on election days for the past 15, 16 years now, since I extricated myself from the two-party system. He says, "To say that majorities, as such, have a right to rule minorities is equivalent to saying that minorities have and ought to have no rights, except such as majorities please to allow them." And that's what it is. I look at these elections and I think, wow, so what are we going to end up with this past election? 180 million people are going to vote. As far as I'm concerned, nobody's really voting for my self-interest, so I just have to kind of be drug along. I have to let 180 million people decide my fate in the United States. And that's where we are right now. To add to my quote of the day is Babylon Bee. Just such a good organization there. They have a quote that says, "Experts call for 15 days of counting to flatten the curve of votes for Trump." That's the Babylon Bee. So it's Friday. I got to tell you, I'm not in a great mood politically. As far as the news, I am welcoming this weekend. We're told we're going to have some news today on the election. If we have a decision today, it is probably not going to be pro-Trump. But hang in there. I think I've got an opinion you'll like on the election and the results of the election. I do believe Donald Trump will serve 4 more years. And I'll explain why in just a little bit. But if you are out there, let's say I want to start with a couple of pieces of good news. If you are out there and you believe that Donald Trump will emerge victorious, then as far as I saw yesterday, I forgot to check the lines today, it's time to put your money on the line. You've got a golden opportunity to put your money where your mouth is. If you think that Donald Trump, the odds are fantastic. They're stacked against him right now in the betting markets. Betting odds last time I saw were around 9-1 that Trump wins the presidency. This means if you want to place a $100 bet, you pull back $1,000. If you want to put $10,000 down, mortgage the house, get a home equity line, put it down on Donald Trump and get a 10-bagger when Donald Trump is elected. I know a lot of people are very certain he is. I'm not certain he is, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Donald Trump, in the end, we're going to have a Biden presidency announced, court challenges, ballots tossed, and Trump returned to the White House. This is how I see it playing out. I certainly don't know if that's the case, but from what I see taking place, that seems to fit probably the best narrative for the people that have caused all this chaos. The goal here is chaos, you understand. It's not a Biden presidency, necessarily. And there's some other evidence pointing to that that I'll talk to a little bit. But anyway, you've got a 9-1. You've got a 10-bagger right there. If you believe Donald Trump's going to be elected, and look, as a disclaimer, I am simply reporting to you the current odds and not responsible for any losses you might incur. I don't want any calls to the station. You cost me my house. You told me to bet on Donald Trump. I'm just providing you with an opportunity. For the past year, I've been cheerleading for the medical marijuana bill, which passed, and now I'm giving you gambling odds. Some people are going to accuse me of being a libertarian. Dope. Well, yeah, you're right. I am. Anyway, there's that opportunity out there for you to bet on it if you want to. It's a 10-bagger. Seems like it's low-hanging fruit for anybody convinced that Donald Trump will be victorious. We'll talk about some of the theories we see seeing out there about the vote rigging. There's a lot of things floating out there. But I got to tell you, I'm weary on this stuff. I'm still shell-shocked from all of the bombshells. You know, the left has their bombshells and the right has their bombshells, and none of them ever go off. Have you noticed this? We've played the supercuts of the mainstream media over the last 4 years talking about bombshell revelations about the Trump administration. Another bombshell. The walls are closing in. You know who else says that? Trump supporters. Another bombshell. I don't know how many bombshells that Sean Hannity has blown up on Fox News. Bombshell evidence. Bombshell texts from Stroke and Page and Comey and Clapper. Bombshell information, direct implication, and none of it goes anywhere. So I'm hearing a lot of bombshells. The watermarked ballots, it's been a sting operation. That's a pretty sexy one, I got to tell you. That's a pretty sexy one. But I am having a difficult time getting very excited about it. They've got all the proof that they need. I hope you're right. But how many times am I supposed to take this head fake of something's just about to happen? And it never, ever does. So we'll see. But again, I wanted to start today on good news. So while everybody's all stressed out about Trump possibly losing to this mental patient, the Democrats are also very worried. And this should bring a chuckle to most people's hearts because, you really wonder. What has happened to the left? What has happened to the Democratic Party? And this is coming from a guy who's not mad at Democrats. I'll try to win Democrats over. I won't get started on that again, but it seems like the most logical thing to do if you don't like Democrats being in office, calling them retards and screaming at them and telling them they need to take a knee to Donald Trump is probably not the most effective way to change that trajectory. But the Democrats, the good-thinking Democrats, can even look at their party and say, we have gone off the rails. House Democrats were livid during a Thursday caucus call after the so-called blue wave they were promised by pollsters evaporated and they lost several seats, according to leaked excerpts. According to AP's Erica Werner, Virginia Representative Abigail Spanberger was reportedly the most vocal, reportedly complaining that, quote, we lost races we shouldn't have lost. Defund the police almost cost me my race because of an attack ad. Don't say socialism ever again. She was yelling this, apparently, and that the party needs to, quote, get back to basics. Of course, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly interjected, saying that they, quote, won the House and the presidency. But you got to love that the Democrats are they're having their own internal struggles, and there are some sane people in there, and maybe they're just doing it for politics. Maybe they just miscalculated. Maybe they thought, well, if we pander enough to Black Lives Matter, if we pander enough to this group, pander enough to that group, then maybe it gets us elected, and they've realized that was a miscalculation now, that Donald Trump, the person they've labeled as a white supremacist, actually boosted his numbers in minority communities. The white supremacist, Donald Trump, somehow lost white voters and gained Black and Hispanic voters. But the Democrats are finally figuring out that maybe socialism is not a big seller And I wanted to look through this Twitter feed from this AP writer. Yes, Spanberger. This is this rep that almost lost her seat. She says, if we run this race again, we will get blanking torn apart again in 2022. Before getting off the call, apparently Nancy Pelosi says they have a mandate. They lost seats, but they've got a mandate. Also, earlier in this call, yesterday in the Democratic caucus, Debbie Marcusel Powell, who lost her race, was crying and mentioned how people can't pronounce her name and said, stop being negative on Twitter. Jeffries comes back to tell people to stop leaking and that reporters aren't your friends. The media is the biggest friend the Democratic Party's got. It's the only thing that's kept them from going completely extinct, in my opinion. But it is just funny. As I say, I want to start Friday with some pretty good news. First of all, I give you the heads up. You can make 10-1 or 9-1 on your money. You're going to get a 10-bagger if you vote on Donald Trump, if you're convinced he's going to win. And then the Democrats are actually in a great deal of disarray. And maybe they're waking up to socialism and defund the police is not a winning strategy to pick up the Senate and the House and get more of the levers of power. So certainly is good news. It'll be interesting to see if they make a shift or if the die is already cast on the trajectory of the Democratic Party. As I say, if you don't want to see the Democrats get power with hard left policies, maybe you should start trying to convince your liberal friends, and they can still be friends. I don't know if people know this. If somebody votes different than you, they can still be your friend. Do you know that anymore? For about 95% of people, I don't think that they know that anymore. They can still be relatives. You can still love somebody who really doesn't like Trump or somebody who really does love Trump. You can still be friends with them. Do you know that that's possible? I absolutely love what I played yesterday. I should play it every single day. That clip of Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump having play dates with their kids while their parents were campaigning against each other. While we were out in the streets screaming in each other's faces, while the left was trying to set people's hair on fire, while the right was unfriending everybody on Facebook who's a demon rat or whatever you want to call them, Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump were arranging play dates in their penthouses. Nothing makes my point more strongly that you are being played. If you're disassociating with your friends and your family over politicians, you're a sucker. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
All right, so today we're supposed to, if the mainstream media is to be believed, let me tell you a couple things I've noticed. These are just completely personal observations rooted in no fact or no evidence or anything. When Joe Biden the other night was leaving the stage, this was on election night when he came out and gave his little thing, we're confident we're going to win, something like, he said something, I can't remember what it was. It might have been he said, we're going to win Pennsylvania. And again, this is based on nothing. Now, there could be a whole lot of voter fraud going on in Pennsylvania. If there's any voter fraud anywhere, Trump's been anticipating it. Let's hope there's somebody. And unfortunately, he's got a horrible attorney general. But let's assume that somebody somewhere, and I don't trust Rudy Giuliani. This is why I have such lack of faith in anything happening under the Trump administration. Just about everybody he's got out there that's supposed to be fighting for him, I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of Steve Bannon. I'm not a fan of Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was part of the 9/11 cover-up. I'm supposed to believe he suddenly believes in America and wants to protect us, but he protected Saudi Arabia for 16 years or whatever it was. But I hope that it is exposed somehow. Hopefully there are some people in there. There's a few people like Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch is on Donald Trump's side, and they do good work, but they are just shouting in the wind. Nothing's happened. I can't imagine if Judicial Watch got into a court, what all they could prove, how much compelling evidence they could get in there to prosecute all kinds of people, but they're not getting there. They're breaking the news. They're on the right side of issues, but nothing happens. And this is why I have so little faith that anything really happens. But I'm always ready to be wrong. I want to be very clear about that. It's not because I don't want it to happen. It's not that I think it can't happen. It's just how many times do I get my hopes up just to have them washed away again? But Joe Biden said, we will win Pennsylvania. And again, based on no evidence, just a gut feeling. The second I saw him say that, and I saw it live, I just felt like, boy, he seems confident in that. You know, kind of like he already knew. It was just the way he said it. Something in his eyes. It was a confidence that was there with a certainty. It didn't feel to me kind of like a rallying cry. And we're going to win Pennsylvania. You know, they're always going to say they're going to win. It's just something about the way he said, we're going to win Pennsylvania. It was kind of like, oh, trust me, we're going to win. He already knew that they were going to make sure Pennsylvania went for him. The other thing that I noticed was they were talking to Mitch McConnell about this election. And Mitch McConnell seemed kind of jubilant. Maybe he was just happy after a lot of money had been thrown at him. I think his challenger in Kentucky threw $74 million, something like that, to try to unseat Mitch McConnell, and he came out unscathed. Of course, he's an incumbent. They all get reelected just about. But when they were asking him about the elections and, you know, Trump was behind, it wasn't looking for good for Donald Trump. I got to tell you, Mitch McConnell looked happy. It's based on nothing. It's just based on a gut feeling of listening to him answer a question. Mitch McConnell's not a real cheery guy.
You know, he's just basically just sounds like a southern turtle.
But at that point, he seemed a little animated. There was a little bit of a rosy glow in his cheeks when he was talking about Trump being gone. And look, there's a lot of Republicans that jumped on Trump's coattails. And we have to understand what politicians are. And unfortunately, I don't know if people just refuse to accept this because when they're on their team, you know, we can see all the bad politicians on the other side, right? Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi is definitely a crook. Bye, 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 bye. We can see all the bad Democrats, and the Democrats can see all the bad Republicans, but Democrats can't see any bad Democrats, and Republicans can see very few bad Republicans. You can see more now, but The thing about politicians is when Trump supporters look at the political landscape in Washington, D.C., they segregate. They've got the rhinos, who they hate, the Mitt Romneys, the John McCains. And then they say, but the good senators are, you know, people like Lindsey Graham, who started carrying water for Trump, or anybody else who supports Trump is good. The problem is they're not earnestly supporters of Donald Trump. They got on the Trump train because that was the key to reelection and to stay out of Trump's way and not be on the receiving end of a nasty series of tweets. I bet a lot of them, even those that are on the Trump train, and Trump sucks all the oxygen out of the room. These people are all narcissistic. They all want the attention drawn to themselves, and Trump has taken all the attention away. They're out there all by themselves. And I would imagine a lot of the people, including those who go out publicly and talk about how much they love Donald Trump and support him and everything, they're ready for him to be gone because then they'll be in the opposition party and they will start to get the spotlight again. They don't truly care about Donald Trump or truly care about the Trump agenda, any of these things. They're political animals. And if they think it benefits them to oppose Donald Trump, they'll do that too. These are not real principled people, even the ones that you're in love with right now because they carry Trump water. I'm telling you, they will turn on him in a heartbeat. Got a call on the line. Caller, are you with me?
I am, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, good, Robert. What's going on?
Oh, just work. But what you brought up there, you know, in my opinion, one of the big opportunities to make a lot of money in the next say 60 to 90 days will be as an orthopedic surgeon, because the number of Republicans getting their ankles, knees, and hips broken jumping off of the Trump train yeah. over the next 60 days is going to create a lot of surgeries needed. There's going to be some serious knee replacements and hip replacements have to be done.
Yeah, you know, they're waiting, though. They're standing at the edge, but if he wins, they've got to back up. And
They're not going to jump yet.
Right.
You, by Christmas? Oh, yeah. What's the over-under in who's first? Or I predict Lindsey Graham is number one.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he's got 6 years now. He doesn't have to stand for re-election until, even if Trump serves four more, he's 2 years after Trump to get re-election. He just got a fresh six, so.
He ran against Trump. He was in that Republican quadri or whatever of candidates and didn't make it very far and was very vocal and anti-Trump. Of course, he was, at the time, John McCain's little buddy until McCain passed away. And then he went out on his own because Trump was in office and he became Trump's little golfing buddy.
But yeah, he did. He ran straight to Trump when his buddy John McCain died. Yeah, you're exactly right about that.
I mean, yeah, now he's Trump's number one defender up until now. We'll see. I haven't heard him say a whole lot over the last 2 days other than, you know, y'all got it wrong. Y'all tried to ruin me, and you know, it was all about him. He made a couple of speeches about that.
Yeah.
But there will be, you're right, there will be a huge, huge jumping off of the Trump train if he doesn't prevail.
Well, it's going to be very interesting.
It's not looking good.
Have you heard this? What's being floated out there now, too, is the idea that if Trump does lose, that he will begin immediately campaigning for 2024.
There are so many conspiracies. It's comical of all the things that are floating around. You know, this is all part of Trump's grand plan to trap them all. They color-coded the ballots, and nobody knows it yet.
Right.
But the Democrats didn't know it, and they dumped all these ballots. And they're going to get caught, and once again, we're going to have a whole bunch of guys going to jail.
Yep.
And I started laughing. I said, you mean like all the ones we've seen so far, like Hillary and Comey and where's all those perp walks?
Yeah, this will be the third or fourth scandal of a bunch of people to be indicted, and nothing will happen again. I mean, I'm always ready to be wrong on that. This one could be real. It could be real time. We could see some people. I would imagine if anybody goes to jail, it will be some poll worker or poll manager who got caught doing something, some little nobody, because any of these, you know, the Democrats will let them just throw away a couple of nobodies, give them up as sacrificial lambs. That's why you never serve the political parties and make yourself vulnerable, because both of them will throw you under the bus the second they don't need you anymore. But outside of that, I'm having a hard time believing that someone from the Biden campaign or something like that is going to actually go down for any of this stuff.
Well, and, you know, I've said before, that's how you can tell somebody's really a nobody, is they're the ones that go to jail. It's
exactly.
Kind of like the war on drugs. You'll never see any of the big cartel people or the big drug dealers go to jail.
Yeah.
You see a whole bunch of little street devils go.
Yeah, HSBC, HSBC doesn't go to jail, right. Yeah, exactly.
You never see any of the real dope dealers. All you see is the little street people.
Yeah, well.
Or the ones that are stuck having to haul it somewhere. But that's all. That's the only ones that ever go to jail on the drugs. Well, the same way in politics. The only one that's ever going to go to jail is the nobody.
The little people.
Somebody who is an absolute nobody.
Yeah, the people who are actually subject to the law. The law is for all of us. It ain't for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So hey. It's going to be this has the potential to get even, and I can't believe it, but it could actually even get even uglier.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Can
we
you imagine the rioting and the crap that goes on if what you said happens, if Trump happens to somehow prevail in court?
Maximum chaos. This is the recipe, this is the road they're taking us down. Maximum chaos. It will be bad enough if people suspect that the election was stolen from Donald Trump and Joe Biden becomes president. I don't think that's enough chaos for them. They need Trump to actually take back over, cripple his presidency, and enrage huge portions of the population into just massive street brawls. That to me is the prescription of what we've got going forward. So we'll see.
There's a certain percentage of the Trump supporters who will never accept that he lost.
No, absolutely not.
They won't.
That's already done.
Accept, but they're not going to riot and start destruction. The other side will go crazy and start rioting.
Right.
Tearing stuff up and start. I mean, there will be actual physical riots.
Yeah, force Donald Trump to
prevail in court.
Force Trump to declare some kind of martial law or something like that. I mean, they'll force him to do things, and then they can use those things they force him to do to paint him to be this other horrible thing, and then we create a whole constitutional crisis. I mean, yeah, maximum chaos is Biden announced, then Trump comes, legitimately throws out some votes, reclaims some states, ends up being the presidency. That is the recipe going into 2021. I don't know. I don't think this country can handle it. So hopefully it's not the case, but we'll see.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
It could really get ugly.
Yep. Great. So, thanks. Got to run to a break. Thanks, Robert.
Right.
Appreciate it, man.
You're good.
All right. Bye. All right. Quick break. Come back. I've got thoughts on that as well. There's one thing that's being asked out there. How did Biden get more votes than the Democratic senators? I actually think there's an answer for that. There still may be voter fraud, but I try to look at everything and see if there's any kind of a rational, normal explanation or possibility before I jump off a cliff saying, because it was rigged. It might have been rigged. I don't know. But there are other ways to explain these things, too. At least let's not be like the Democrats pointing to Russia, like every single thing that moves to them is Russia. So every single thing that looks a little wanky may not be voter fraud. Don't fall into the trap of the Democrats who scream Russia interference at every single thing. I'll explain that when I come back. Stay with me. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he is the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me.
Welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. So I've got some theories, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are floating out there and give you a little bit of different perspectives on it. This is not Talking Points Radio here. I believe there probably was some fraud. Will it be proven? Will it be prosecuted? I'm doubtful on the prosecution part. They may prove some of it, but we'll see. One of the things that's floating out there that makes, when you first hear this, it really makes you go, that's not right. Okay, so here's the headline, the story I saw today. Why does Biden have so many more voters or votes than Democrat senators in swing states? Now, the implication of that, quite obviously, is, see, it was rigged for Biden. People vote straight party ticket. They've got some numbers here. This looks like this must be from Wisconsin. Joe Biden received 2,787,000 votes, but the Democrat senator received 2,718,000 votes. So that's what quick public school math tells me, about a 69,000 vote difference between Joe Biden and the Democratic senator. Now, there is an explanation for this. And what that explanation might be is that some people don't like Donald Trump, but they don't want to hand the government over to all lefties. And so they voted for Republican senators, for Republicans maybe down the ticket, but they just don't want Donald Trump to be the president anymore, so they voted for Joe Biden. Now, I don't know if that's every single one of these. I'm not saying there's not any fraud, but that's a very logical explanation, and particularly in this election, Donald Trump's not popular with some Republicans. So some of them, and it may have been 69,000 of them, may have voted straight Republican, except they switched their presidential vote over to Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump. The other question that this brings up, too, is if this was election fraud, if this was Democrat-sponsored election fraud, right, to get Joe Biden into the presidency, why wouldn't they pull the Democratic senator along with them? I mean, if you're mucking around with the ballot in the presidential election, why wouldn't you just make it an extra vote for the Democrat, too, so that he wins the Senate? I mean, that seems a little short-sighted. If the idea is for the Democrats to get control of the country and you're willing to cheat to have it happen, then you would certainly put the fix in for the senator, too. So see that there are some things out there, and this is why this is a show about independent thinking, is that sometimes you got to look at things and say, well, yeah, that's, I mean, there's a lot of this stuff that's wonky to me. Trust me. That they can't observe the polls. When I hear that they won't let any Republicans come near the tables and they make them 30 feet away and use binoculars and all this stuff, that sounds very suspicious to me. But at the same time, I say to myself, well, Mike Madison, you're not an elect. I've never worked in a poll. I don't know what the rules are. Maybe this is normally done. It's just being called attention to now. Or maybe it's fraud. I don't know. I really try very hard on this show to talk about things that I can prove. This is a pretty fact-based show. Definitely got some emotion in it, and I've got my own views. I'm a libertarian, and this is why I'm a libertarian. Because our government does not work. It doesn't work. It steals a third of your income every year. Squanders it on a broken system. And you still participate in it. You still support half of it. Oh, the government's great if my guy's in control. I don't know if you've noticed, but it doesn't matter who's in control. It doesn't work. It can't work. 537 guys and gals in Washington, D.C. cannot rule over 330 million people efficiently, effectively. What it leads to is, in this two-party system, half of the American populace pissed off constantly. This is why I'm a libertarian. I at least acknowledge the fact that it doesn't matter who runs a federal government if the government doesn't work. And where it does work is for the donor class. It does work for them. For the people, not so much. Now, libertarians also believe strongly in states' rights. And the beautiful thing about that is that if Mississippi took a hard left turn and really started going crazy, you can move, depending on where you live, 100 miles away and find refuge in a state. States would kind of compete for people. Here's the free market state. If you want to have an opportunity to succeed, here's what we've got to offer. Come and we want the entrepreneurs. And California will turn into, unfortunately, wrecking such just a beautiful state. California is such a great state, except for their leadership. Because, again, libertarians also believe governments don't work pretty much at any level, to be honest with you. But the smaller, the better. So the state is definitely preferable to the feds. You can stay an American citizen and just move a few hundred miles away. When you're talking about running everything from the top down, I mean, I don't know what it takes to convince people that this system is broken. Whether you love Trump or love Biden, of course, that's a sliver. I'd have to go off the air if I just appealed to Biden lovers, because there's only about 16 of them in the entire country. But if you hate Trump, if you love Trump or hate Trump, you should at least be able to admit it's still not working. Donald Trump had 4 years at it. And I'm going to tell you this, too. This is going to be wildly unpopular with a lot of people. Donald Trump calls attention to corruption in our government that is accurate and has been festering for decades. He has talked about some things that nobody else would talk about, greatly to his credit. The deep state, really shining a light on the media. I didn't need that personally because me and most everybody I knew long before Donald Trump knew the media was bought and sold for by the left and the corporations, and we didn't believe the media anyway. But he's probably brought more people to the realization just to see the Russian hysteria. There have been a lot of valuable things about the Trump presidency that has probably exposed some things. It's exposed Silicon Valley to a degree. Well, not even to a degree. It's just exposed Silicon Valley is what it is, which is just a left-wing Democrat-carrying censorship machine. So a lot of good things have come from the Trump presidency in terms of those. So some eye-opening things because they've just been brought out into the open. The problem is Donald Trump is the wrong guy to fix any of it. Are you still there? He's the wrong guy. He doesn't have the style. He doesn't have the calmness, the steadiness, the consistency, the seriousness in a lot of people's minds. And I know this is really rubbing a lot of Trump supporters the wrong way. All this stuff being highlighted, if Trump gets four more years, and I kind of suspect he's gonna, be honest with you. So put your bets down. 9-1 odds right now. If Trump gets four more years, it's actually going to hurt the system. People talking about, well, if Trump loses this time, he's going to run in 2024. That would be one of the biggest disasters and most selfish things Donald Trump could ever do. Now, what Trump could do is mobilize his political machine that he's got now and find somebody else, a calm, rational, very, very, very likable person, and support them through a primary season, get his supporters behind this person. This is our guy, somebody who could handle the media. You've loved your 4 years of him punching back. He doesn't take any crap, but it's not working. And four more years of that is going to be nothing but chaotic, and I can't see, again, if the last 4 years had provided me any evidence that any structural change had come to things like our intelligence agencies, the deep state, education, the economy, I mean, structural stuff, the debt. If there was one thing maybe if I could even kind of hang my hat on structurally, even the Middle East, he's better than the rest, but still not good. Anybody who vetoes us getting out of the Yemen war, he vetoed that. Is not good. He's just less bad than the rest of them. Donald Trump's the wrong guy to help us fix this. What we need, this is just my opinion, what we need is somebody who exposes this stuff calmly, rationally, in a likable way, and then informs the American people through things like fireside chats, through very calm, reasoned things. Somebody who would come out in an election like this and say, we want to see every legitimate vote counted, but we're seeing signs that there are some things wrong at some of these polls. We're going to pursue them and see if there's anything to it. If there is, we're going to prosecute it. We certainly can't tolerate any malfeasance in our election system here in the United States. But the bottom line is we just want to make sure that this is a free and fair election. And then get off the stage and go and put his bloodhounds on the trail. But to come out and go, we've already won. There's no way that he may be technically right. But his style says, I didn't accept a loss. I refused to accept a loss. And I sent my attorneys out there to keep chipping away at everything. And I'm not saying this is accurate, but this is how it'll be portrayed. I sent my attorneys out there to chip away and delegitimize and disenfranchise everybody that didn't vote for me until I got a victory. That's how it'll be perceived based on Trump's language. See, he's not calm. He's not consistent. He's not serious enough for this moment. So there's been some value to the Trump presidency, certainly. I'm for him winning. I don't want to see Joe Biden become our president. And even worse, I don't want to hear Kamala Harris, President Kamala Harris, ever, ever, ever. But he's the wrong guy for this. He could tact, he could change his style, but he's not going to. And unfortunately, four more years of Donald Trump is going to rattle this country. It is going to rip this country, but particularly because of your participation in the division. We don't have to do that. We can rage against the system. We can be mad at the corruption, which is at the political level. But instead, you're going to take it out on your neighbor. You're going to rip a flag, a Trump flag, off of a pickup truck. You're going to scream at somebody in a Walmart parking lot because they've got a Biden sticker on their car. You're going to unfriend your people on Facebook. This is how you will fight the battle. Instead of people understanding that everybody who goes to Walmart has more in common than any one person in that building and one of these politicians. It's us versus them. And so 4 more years of Donald Trump is more fighting in the streets, more division of the citizens, because we refuse to accept the fact that it's okay for someone to believe different than us. We don't have to hate them. We don't have to attack them. Donald Trump's just the wrong guy. And again, I know that's wildly unpopular, but I'm kind of known for saying things that may not be well received. One more segment for the top of the hour. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, only a couple minutes left here. I'll tell you what I believe we need in this country. And Trump could support this person, you know, from behind the scenes or even vocally, but he doesn't want to attach his name too much. We need a Kennedy. We need a John Kennedy type. Calm. John Kennedy was exposing a lot of corruption in his time, too. He called it out. Hell, John Kennedy gave speeches about secret societies. Yeah, Mike, but they killed John Kennedy. That's right. You know why they killed John Kennedy? Because he was effective. He was popular. People liked Kennedy. His style was calm and reassuring and felt honest. Now, did John Kennedy have his problems? Sure. He was a politician. But his style was very popular, and that's why they took John Kennedy out. Do you know why they don't kill Donald Trump? Because Trump's not effective. Now, he's effective with his base. He says the things you want to hear. He gets you riled up, gets a lot of enthusiasm for him. He won over more minority people. I think he would have a ton more if he gave them room to come over more magnanimously. But the reason that I think they even want Trump back in the White House is because they know they can wreck another 4 years, create more division. Because I think the plan is bigger than just Donald Trump. It's a remaking of our system. And what you have to do is you have to crush the existing system first. And then when everything is as chaotic as it can be, they'll swoop in with their great reset or whatever the plan is. Say, we can't live like this anymore. There's violence in the streets. There's this, there's that, there's diseases. Here's how we need to live now. And people will be so weary after 8 years of Donald Trump and the chaos that ensued that they will be willing to accept it. Trump may have some good ideas. There's been some value to his tenure. And if he gets 4 more years, he'll probably bring out some more things that people need to know about. It's just my personal opinion, and the evidence seems to back me up. He's just the wrong guy to do it. We need more of a John Kennedy type.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a Complete Flag Source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a Complete Flag Source has all of the right brackets. Visit a Complete Flag Source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me today. It's Friday, 10 o'clock on Friday. I always diverge into, particularly the last 6 months, it's just been more to make sure we inject a little bit of foreign policy stuff. This stuff is going on, and it really matters. We've built an empire. I've been watching a lot of the series on, I think it's called The Roman Empire on Netflix. I've told everybody, I feel like I had a prior life sometime in kind of medieval times or something along, you know, I'm really drawn to those kinds of epic things. So I like those things. But when watching a lot of the Roman Empire is based on different emperors. And it's just very interesting. And I think we've really got a situation on our hands where we've just grown too big. The empire has been bankrupting us. The empire bankrupts us. If you look at World War II, now we did pay largely for World War II. That was the last time, though. Vietnam was so expensive, it actually, we had to take the U.S. dollar off the gold standard. And that was the beginning of the end for us economically, because that war was so expensive. And then we came off the gold standard. They said, oh, look at that. We don't have to balance budgets anymore. We don't have to have any real money. We can just print money up. Oh, great. Well, we'll beat the Soviets in the Cold War. And we started this race with the military-industrial complex. They've been getting fat and happy ever since. And these wars have just been an absolute drain on this country. And we've had to print a lot of money to cover all of this foreign policy, this empire we've built. And do you know what happens when you print a lot of money? See, I'm about to tie this all in one big circle for you so you understand why the foreign policy stuff actually matters. I know you want to hear about the fact that Biden just pulled ahead in Pennsylvania and it's total BS. But the reason you're seeing this kind of stress in this country, riots in the streets, the reason you're seeing people wanting socialism is really largely because of things like our foreign policy. And the reason is that we've had to print up a lot of money to maintain this empire around the world. And with every dollar that gets printed, the people out here, you and me, the little people, the peons, the serfs, our money becomes worth a little less. And the cost of living goes up just a little bit more. And this has been going on for decades. And every year, it becomes a little bit harder for Americans to live the life that people were living in the 50s and 60s. Because now everything's so darn expensive. Then you get a bunch of people falling behind. The middle class is getting crushed because their purchasing power is going away. And our foreign empire, the empire we have built, and look, it's not hard to imagine how this works. Did you live through the 1980s into 89, 90, 91? You saw the fall of what? Anyone? The Soviet Empire. The Soviet Empire. See, the Soviet Union destroyed themselves financially before anything else. Communism never works. But their biggest problem was they were trying to maintain their expansionist communist empire. Not just their communist country. No. They were going out conquering lands, and they couldn't afford to do it. And the financial collapse in the Soviet Union was based on the fact that they had tried to create this empire for themselves. They couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford to defend it. They couldn't afford the Cold War. They couldn't afford all of the government that they had. Now, communists always got to have a big government because they control everything. They couldn't afford it. And if you look in the early 1990s and see the chaos that was unleashed in Russia, it's what we're seeing now. It's the death throes of a dying empire. The reason people are so agitated, so out in the streets, so demanding socialism and more from government and looking for a savior is because the empire is slowly dying. We're bankrupting ourselves, and every dollar in your pocket gets worth a little bit more with every new military budget, with every new social program. Your standard of living will go down. Unless you harness the power of debt, which is what we've done, even Americans. To keep up our standard of living, we've been borrowing them. More mortgage, more car loans, more TV loans. People financing mattresses out there. To keep up, to try to keep our creature comforts, we got to keep borrowing more and more and more. And that causes people to fall farther and farther and farther behind. And I believe foreign policy drives a lot of this because it's one of the biggest, the absolute biggest and least effective for the U.S. economy the biggest sucks of money and wealth out of this country. That's why I do this segment. People need to learn how to tie these things together. Now, this segment will not go away if Joe Biden does win. I actually don't think Joe Biden is a socialist. I think that's a fear that's a little overplayed. Now, Kamala Harris, she's a little bit of a different thing. But you even hear the Democrats right now, as I read to you last hour, they're freaking out saying, quit using the word socialism. Quit saying defund the police. This is stupid. You're costing us elections. And they're right. And Joe Biden's not a socialist, but what he is, he's a warmonger. I'm listening. Okay. I wanted to get into this. I'll tell you what I'll do. Talked a little long right there. I'm going to get into a break. There was what I believe was a false flag in the past couple of days here in the United States. Your intelligence services hard at work again in something that is really absolutely terrifying to me. This is a little bit of a new tactic, not entirely new, but a little bit of a new tactic to attack the American people under this guise of national security. I'll get to that when we come back. Stay with me.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
You know, I spend day after day on this show trying to expose corruption. The problem I have is I do it on both sides, and a lot of people don't like that. They love it when, believe me, if Joe Biden becomes president, you are going to love this radio show. Every single one of you Trump supporters, tune in every day. You're going to get exactly what you want, because I'm going to lay him out every day. But there's corruption on both sides. Intelligence services is one of those things. I was talking before the break about the empire that we've paid for that is crumbling the fabric of America. It is crushing the middle class. It is creating this instability, this desperation in the American people by bankrupting this country and making it harder for people to just go about with their lives. The intelligence services are one of the beneficiaries of these big budgets. And I hope I live to see the day where conservatives quit applauding for increased defense budgets. You hear this, I hear this. The intelligence agencies are not your friend. This cracks me up. I looked the other day. I hate to keep saying this over and over again. Sean Hannity, why is he wearing a CIA lapel pin? I got to tell you, I actually saw it the other day. It looked different to me a little bit. Here's Mike Madison on his off time. I grabbed a magnifying glass to go up to the television to see if that was still a CIA lapel pin. Yep, sure was. Sean Hannity railing about the deep state on his show every night while wearing a CIA lapel pin. Good luck to you Sean Hannity fans out there. I'm sure he's shooting you straight. Well, same for you liberals, too. Anderson Cooper? Yeah, he was with the CIA, too. So you listen to your Anderson Cooper. It's almost like you've got a guy on the left and a guy on the right trying to work you both up into a big tizzy, and they both have CIA connections. Huh, isn't that weird? This is a pretty chilling thing right here, and here's the partisanship of the intelligence services. Trump supporters don't like the intelligence services because they went after Donald Trump, right? Department of Justice, CIA, NSA, they were spying on the Trump campaign, so you don't like them there. But if they come out and tell you that Iran did something because Trump wants you to hate Iran, you love the intelligence services there. You say, look, the intelligence services told us Iran's trying to meddle in the elections. Suddenly, the intelligence services are on the side of angels again. And for the people on the left, you love the intelligence services now Yeah, they spied on the civil rights campaign. Yeah, they probably had Martin Luther King assassinated and tried to convince him to kill himself. But now you love the intelligence services because they tell you that Donald Trump, that the Russians meddled in the last election. So now you're big fans of them. See, it's the partisanship that is just destroying people's minds to think clearly. So I don't know what you'll think about this story. To me, it's pretty chilling. The Department of Justice just seized 27 website domains claiming they are controlled by Iran without any proof. Among them is American Herald Tribune, an independent news outlet critical of U.S. foreign policy that goes against mainstream narratives. Yeah, your Department of Justice came out and said, Iran, behind all these websites. And they shut down an independent news media. This is just another form. It's a more draconian. I mean, this is, to me, much, much worse even than Twitter censoring something. This is the heavy hand of the Department of Justice, the inner workings of your deep state coming out and seizing websites because they're saying things that they don't like. Caller called a minute ago during the break. The little buzzing. I was just about to do that story, and then the buzzing, you know, the emergency alert comes on. Now, I'm not under any illusions that I'm important enough to for anybody with any power to try to censor this show, but it is kind of funny. I mean, but they apparently American Herald Tribune is. This is fits nicely into a false flag Friday. Because this is one of those things they use. Republicans, I keep imploring you, don't snap to attention and suspend all of your critical thinking skills every time you hear the words national security. They're playing you with that. This was another story I wanted to cover. I guess it fits into this segment. So much talk about the election, hard to fit it in anywhere else. I thought this was just interesting. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper drafts resignation letter. Hopes to strip Confederate-based names on the way out. So apparently Mark Esper, as I always explain to you here, you won't hear it anywhere else, but as I explain to you, that's Mark Esper, the former Raytheon lobbyist. The Raytheon, the defense contractor executive that we put in charge of our military. And again, since Mark Esper has been in office, we have dramatically improved our military budgets. And most of the people say, yeah. And Mark Esper goes, payday. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That's why he's there, to boost military spending with the defense contractors. He will go back to the defense contractors after this resignation letter lands on Donald Trump's desk. He'll be right back there, and they will pat him on the back. There will be a big party. Maybe I should try to sneak in. There'll be a big party at Raytheon or at some defense lobbying firm to welcome Mark Esper back from being defense secretary as a job well done. Probably a big fat check. I'll bet his next salary when he leaves the Defense Department, you think he's going to be a greeter at Walmart? Oh, no. He's good for $5 to $7 million a year, guaranteed. I keep asking the question, why do you think Mark Esper left Raytheon where he was making millions of dollars to go be defense secretary for $180,000? Because he's such a patriot? If anybody has any insight, has the ear of Donald Trump, you can let him know. I can screen his cabinet appointees for his next term, should he get it, significantly better than whoever else is advising him. Because I told you the day Mark Esper was announced that this was not going to go well. And now it turns out Trump's had a falling out with him. I think I have called every single one of these people that have turned on Donald Trump and we've found out that they were a snake. It's not really that hard. I'm not a really smart guy. Everybody he's picked has been horrible. Just about every single person that Donald Trump has put in his administration has been a deep state, many warmongers, many globalists, many Goldman Sachs people, some CFR people, and even a Rothschild banker in the Commerce Department. It wasn't hard to see how the direction of this thing was going to go. Whoever's advising Donald Trump on his cabinet picks should be replaced with me. And I'll stop some of this crap from happening. But anyway, so Mark Esper and Donald Trump have fallen out. One last thing here on False Flag Friday, because I have put COVID firmly into the false flag category. Ran across this morning. Government health officials and drug makers plan to roll out extra tools to detect whether COVID-19 vaccines cause any serious side effects once the shots are cleared for widespread use. aiming to fill gaps in existing safeguards given the expected speed and scope of the rollout. Now listen to this, and tell me this doesn't sound like a live experiment on tens of millions of Americans. The measures, these new tools that they have, the measures include surveys tracked through a smartphone app developed by the CDC and special monitoring for groups including pregnant women and the elderly, according to health officials and company executives involved in the plan. Huh, I wonder what company that is. Quote, we want to have early eyes on safety as soon as possible, unquote, said Grace M. Lee, who leads a COVID-19 vaccine safety group on the CDC's advisory committee. The CDC plans to send daily texts to people who get vaccinated. I'm starting to almost laugh at this. This is so bad. The CDC plans to send daily texts to people who get vaccinated, steering them to web surveys to self-report chills and other potential symptoms following vaccination, the smartphone-based system VSafe. We'll send the surveys to anyone vaccinated who provides contact information, officials said. The surveys will be sent out daily for the first week post-vaccination, then weekly for 6 weeks. Because they have no idea what this vaccine is going to do to you. They're like, hey, you want to take this? How you feeling? How you feeling today? Are you still there? I mean, this is what we've got. They have zero confidence in this thing being actually effective. They don't even have one that's approved. It hasn't stopped them from already getting $10 billion through Operation Warp Speed. There's nothing I want more injected into my veins than something that you put together at warp speed after 20 years of failure for a vaccine for coronaviruses. I want you to really hurry up. But now you're going to get an app. And they're going to check on you every day, just, I guess, for proof of life. And I think it's really to start getting the messaging right. If they start finding out through the smartphone app that a bunch of people are either dropping dead or getting Guillain-Barre or whatever that disease is, I guess they can get out ahead of that. They'll start rolling out some headlines. There's an outbreak of Guillain-Barre. Am I saying that word? I can't believe I can't remember that one. Or whatever else this thing causes. It's totally separate from the vaccine. Before the vaccine started reporting, we noticed these outbreaks of this. Yeah, they're doing this live experiment. So they're going to jack you up with a shot, send you out into the wild, and then check on you every day, see if it's working. Good luck with that. I think that's a good segue into my next segment, which is This Week on the Crazy Train. I'll be right back. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, about to put this week in the books. And I got to tell you, I couldn't be more excited. This has been an exhausting week. Not sleeping well these days anyway. It's something with my nutrition, and it's up to me to fix it. And I can. It's some stress, too, but it's also the election. A couple of nights I've been up till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Election night, 3, 3.30. So I'm ready for this week to be over, so we'll try to end it just looking back at some of the true insanity on this week's On the Crazy Train. But I got to tell you, during the commercial break, I couldn't get this thought out of my head. I hate to blend segments like this. Why does Sean Hannity wear a CIA lapel pin? I cannot get that thought out of my head. I've been talking about it for months now. It may be getting old to some people, but it's a legit question. He's not flipping around. It's not like FBI one day, State Department, Department of Education, Jack in the Box. No, it's a CIA, it's an American flag and then a CIA lapel pin every single night. I think we should be asking ourselves, those of you who believe that Sean Hannity is a great American, why he's carrying water for the CIA, largely involved in things that went against Donald Trump. Oh, he's just there for the good guys at the CIA. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, that stinks to high heaven. People should be wary of that guy, but I've said that even before I saw the ridiculous pin. Anyway, on to our segment.
All aboard!
As we sink further and further into what appears to be a banana republic in this country, this segment gets stranger and stranger. Some funny, some terrifying, but it is all the craziness that's gone on over the past week. We'll start with, we'll start with a little Biden. Now, remember, some of this stuff did go because it's been the past week before the actual elections. I have talked a lot about the emasculation of the Democratic male in particular. Maybe that's sexist, but I identify as a male, and so I only know the feelings of what I would think about something as a male, and it's the infantilization of the Democrat voter that just cracks me up. And here was the intro right before a Biden rally before the election.
Help us keep this event safe for everyone and stop the spread of COVID-19. Please stay in your vehicle at all times unless you need to use the restroom. If you do need to leave your vehicle to use the restroom, wear a mask, practice social distancing from others not in your group, and return straight to your vehicle as soon as you're able to. Thank you for your cooperation.
Well, thank you, Principal Skinner. It sounds like a high school principal, excuse me, an elementary school principal talking over the loudspeaker to his students. If you raise your hand, you may go to the bathroom, but straight there and straight back and make sure you have a mask on. Good Lord. These people may have just elected a president that will rule over me. Speaking of being terrified of somebody ruling over you, we can't resist this clip. It was in the past week.
Folks, I'll do what he's unable to do. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China.
Let's hear it again. Maybe we can decipher it. I don't think I've ever actually... I've always been laughing so hard after I hear this. To try to figure out, I think the last thing that he tails out of with pressure, I think.
Folks, I'll do what he's unable to do. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China.
I don't know what he's mobilizing, but I think it has something to do with pressure, and then the rest is just complete marble mouth. All right, let's see what else we have here. I want to do this. I'm going to use this opportunity just to go back to one of my favorite clips. Joe Biden has announced, he's getting ahead of himself on this stuff. It looks like today we're going to hear that he is saying that he has won. It's going to be a non-starter, but he's putting together his cabinet, and they had an interview actually the other day with the guy who is going to be his Secretary of Commerce.
Those who would say classism works in the same way.
Well, like I described earlier, there are two fundamental classes that are just a plain fact in society. You either work for someone else or you work for yourself. And most people work for someone else in a way that they aren't free. You don't really get to decide your work. For example, I work at Noodles, a restaurant, and basically it's a dictatorship there. We're told exactly what we're going to cook, how we're going to cook it, what time we're going to get there. And basically, if they don't like what they're doing, they try to tell us what to do. If we don't listen, they get rid of us. And so we're not able to actually cooperate in a way that we make decisions together. I try to convince my fellow employees that we should have a union at Noodles, so it's a source of power to start with. And then I think in terms of the bigger picture, when you look at revolutions, way that you actually get rid of any sort of dictatorship is by having workers take control of the place where they work.
Would your plan, your vision for Noodles,
sure,
would it include the owner? What capacity would he be granted?
If the owner wanted to cooperate with us as an equal and provide his skills that he had, we would definitely cooperate with them. We'd have to abdicate his position as being an owner and controller of us, and he would have to recognize that we run Noodles together, and basically, if he doesn't want to cooperate with us, he's against us.
Noodle boy for Department of Commerce in the Biden administration. That clap, I'm sorry, I'd look for any opportunity to play that clip. That is the noodle boy who just thinks they need to rally because when he goes to work, they tell him what time to get there. And when he gets there, they tell him what to do. And if he doesn't do it, they fire him. He believes that the employees should run the shop. And the business owner, if he cooperates, can join into the discussion, but he has to abdicate all ownership and let them make their own decisions. It's gallows humor. Gallows humor. Let's see. What else have I got here? Oh, well, the good thing is in this recount, we can know that at least, particularly in the case of Georgia, there was a lot of unknowns in Georgia, but we should at least rest easy knowing we're incapable, experienced vote counter hands in Georgia.
Georgia is one of the last few states that hasn't been called. So it's our responsibility to get these things counted tonight if we can. To at least help the process along so that people have peace of mind that all the votes are counted in Georgia and that we can move on to the provisional ballots that will be counted on Friday.
We know a lot of these individuals, they are volunteers. All of them are volunteers. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few of our staff here, but yeah, a lot of them are.
But they're experienced, aren't they? I mean, as long as they're experienced volunteers, they're doing their civic duty. Hopefully they've got great experience.
Contract staff that we've and there are others that we hired as late as this evening.
As late as this
what?
Evening?
Yeah.
Well, so were they trained to be able to handle this kind of pressure?
Yeah, we swore them an oath when they sat down and then ran them through a simple training.
they hired them that night. I believe this was election night. Well, we gave them an oath and a chair. that instills confidence, doesn't it? Holy moly. Oh, let's see what else I want to get to. Let's see what I've got here. I'm going to jog around a little bit in this. I got them in an order I didn't like. As long as we're talking about the presidency, you know, we were talking about who's going to be our next president.
I was there. I stood up and I was counted. Without further delay, I am so honored to introduce the next president of the United States, Senator Kamala Harris.
What? Wait. Oh, certainly that was just a mistake. I mean, obviously she just misspoke, right? I mean, we're supposed to be electing Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is vice president, right? That must have been a mistake.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Come on. Hoff, and I'm married to the next president of the United States!
Wait, what? That's Kamala's husband, who says he's married to the next president of the United States. None of us are surprised, but that is happening with what I would call alarming regularity. Oh, let's see what else we've got here. We had a couple of real kind of race baiting going on some of the, I guess it was MSNBC, possibly CNN. Let's see. This comment created a little bit of outrage. This is Joy Reid at MSNBC, that bastion of journalistic integrity.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the Supreme Court. And he mentioned the Supreme Court and was very specific about that. And he did telegraph
as if he can just take the election, call it over,
right,
and announce that there won't be any more voting and that the Supreme Court will
correct
take over.
As
and
if. It's not exactly clear that we can trust Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh and these others not to be just like Bill Barr. And so I think what scares people is that if he decides to do something that It legally makes no sense, and you're right, but Mr. Bauer is ready for him. But if somehow they manage to stumble into the Supreme Court, do any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow the letter of the law? No. I mean, it is a completely politicized Supreme Court that you can't just trust that they're going to do the right thing. Now, so far, the courts have actually been pretty good. So we'll see.
There you go. That's Joy Reid essentially calling Clarence Thomas one of the most successful black people in the history of the United States, essentially an Uncle Tom.
I don't even know where any blacks would be coming from that would be voting for Trump.
This is going from Uncle Clarence to Auntie Maxine.
It just hurts me so bad to see blacks talking about supporting Trump. I don't know why they would be doing it. I don't know what's on their minds. But if we don't turn out this vote and turn it out huge, this man could end up winning again. And this country would go backwards. The divisiveness that this deplorable human being has caused, the confrontations, the dog whistling to the right wing, the white supremacists, the KKK, and they're coming alive. They're emboldened because they've got a leader who wants them to do it. What did he say to the Proud Boys? Stand back and stand ready. Ready for what? Confrontation.
Yeah. There's Auntie Maxine weighing in, bringing us all together, building bridges, calming the situation down. Let's see. This was another one. This starts to get in my area of concentration, the polarization of the American people. Listen to how Americans can't quite seem to put two and two together.
Well, the polls are seem if 2016 hadn't happened, we'd think, oh, it's going to be a very clear.
This is what's his name? Brooks, that does Brooks and Shields, or I think he's on ABC.
And win, but 2016 did happen, so we don't know. I think what strikes me most about the electorate right now is just how fraught they are. 70% of Americans say that there will be permanent damage to this country if the wrong candidate wins, if the other candidate wins. 80% of Democrats say that if Trump wins, he will take us gradually toward dictatorship. 90% of Republicans say if Biden wins, he will take us gradually toward socialism. So there's a great sense in the country on all sides that if my side loses this election, the country is in mortal peril. And so that's what makes this such an intense election. The piece of good news to me is that if you ask people, what's the single biggest problem facing this country? 90% say polarization and division.
So everybody polarizes themselves because they were so scared of the other side. And then we realize at the same time that the biggest thing we have to fear is polarization. Let's see. This kind of also goes into my thing. If you, I've railed on the show now for weeks, maybe months, possibly years. If you were ditching your friends, if you were ditching your relatives because they might vote a different way than you do, even if they're annoying about it, people that you've had in your life for 20, 30, 40 years, you can't be around. You need to disassociate with them because they dare to believe something different than you. You're in good company. And here it is.
You know what the sad thing is, and I'll be honest with you. I have many people who I love in my life, and yeah, I come from a red state. I've lived in several red states. There are a lot of friends who I had to really get rid of because they are so nonsensical when it comes to this issue. They have every single talking point that they hear on state TV and that they hear from this president. They repeat it, and they are blinded by it. And I just, when I said to you the other night, there's no way they can't believe it. They can't, you know.
This is a Don Lemon, by the way, for anybody out there who's disassociated from their friends and their family because they dare to think or vote a way that you don't approve of. It's you and Don Lemon that are at this level mentally and emotionally.
I was just goosing you in a way, right? You know, they say I was, you know,
Goosing works. It won't. Okay. It's not like that'll be all over the city. Continue.
But here's the thing. I had to get rid of them because they are
too
far gone. I try and I try and I try. They'll say something really stupid.
I try to tell them how smart I am.
Show them the science, and I'll give them the information, and they still repeat those talking points. And
now, listen to that. I think this is an important clip because it shows you. This is on display. This is Don Lemon, one of the most objectionable human beings on mainstream news. Disingenuous, dishonest, schmarmy, condescending, pompous. And what he's saying is, I've tried to talk to my friends and tell them that I'm right and they're wrong, but they won't listen when I do that. And so I had to get rid of everybody in my life that doesn't think that I'm right about everything. This is how I view large swaths of the population right now. This is what you're doing. You are playing the Don Lemon game.
All the while, the state was a hot spot. Many, if you look at the information that we put up last night that came up yesterday, showed you how the red states have now taken over where the blue states, where people came in because there are bigger cities and there's more transit.
I don't care. He's talking about COVID at that point. But there you go. You're in good company. If you're separating from your friends and family, I think you're crazy for putting a politician over people that you have loved or liked or had longstanding relationships. But if you do it, I want to plant that seed in your brain that you're operating in the same mental space as Don Lemon. I'll be right back.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, final segment for the day. I'm going to make it. One of the longest political weeks that I can remember, and the problem is it's not over, obviously. This could drag out for months, so I'm ready to get to a weekend, at least recharge a tiny bit. I'll still be obsessed with the news and the returns and all this stuff that's going on. Unfortunately, it's my... That is my curse. But if you want to relax this weekend, if you want to unplug from the insanity that's going on in this world, then we've got the spot for you. That is Your Pie up in Gluckstadt. They're at 340 Calhoun Station Parkway, up there by Germantown High School. 10-inch brick oven-fired pizzas made the way you want them. Pastas, paninis, salads, craft beers, and wines. We might need a couple of the extra of the beers and wines these days. They've also got desserts and gelato, but the fantastic place. The food is great. You know me, I like good quality food, and that is there. You can check them out. You can get their app if you want to see their menu, see what kind of specials they're running. You'll get emails that will tease you to come out there because you'll get bonuses all the time if you download their app. But we really encourage you to go visit them. They're a great local business. It's supposed to be really nice this weekend. They've got a great little patio that I love. And this is a veteran-owned business. It is also a independently owned small business here. It's franchised, but it is owned by a veteran here in our area that has suffered through COVID. And we really want you to, all of our advertisers have had tough ways. So please choose local businesses, and Your Pie is one of the best ones. So anyway, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway, and download the Your Pie app. You can also pick up food there, but it's a great place to go. TVs too for football. Sit outside, watch some football, take a break from all the insanity going on these days. And speaking of that, I'll get right back to some of the insanity. There was a clip I've got. I'm not going to have time for it. It was Shepard Smith has moved over to CNBC from Fox News. Nope, not many Shep Smith fans out there probably. He wasn't a big Trump supporter. He was asking Anthony Fauci, why can't we do a 111-day lockdown like Melbourne, Australia did? This COVID's not going away. I've told you. I've warned you for months. How about this one? A California school sent a letter threatening to arrest and prosecute a 12-year-old boy who missed 90 minutes of online virtual classes. The letter says the middle schooler is considered truant if he misses more than a half hour of any given class. When the boy's father complained about the threat to his son, who happens to be an excellent student and makes straight A's, the school principal said his hands were tied. It's the rules. You must comply, right? All got to be in compliance of everything. Whew. Let's see here. We got some other ones of these. Here's a mother of two in the UK has great reason to keep her kids home from school. She's especially at risk of complications. She's got diabetes, asthma, and underactive thyroid, so she didn't want to send her kids to the schools. Well, that is unacceptable in Great Britain now, but that doesn't matter to local education welfare officer who sent a letter to the mom demanding her children return to school or she will face up to 3 months in prison and a £2,500 fine. So in Great Britain, the rules are send all the kids home, don't let them come to school. Then when we open the school, force them to go to the school. I hate to tell you people, this kind of stuff is coming here. When an asylum seeker arrives in the United Kingdom without passport or birth certificate, the policy is to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's how a balding man from Gambia who looks to be about 40 years old ended up in a UK high school. The man claims to be 15 years old, which qualifies him for extra government support as an unaccompanied minor. Naturally, he's not required to prove his claim of being 15. The government merely accepts his word, even though he clearly looks much older. He is balding. And here's one of the final things of this insane week, insane world we're living in. Don't you just sometimes look around and go, what are we doing? When I see these people in these giant masks everywhere, I just look around and say, what has happened to us? And it seems to. It's been building. But a lot of this seems to have been happening really fast. Here's one. If you thought Tampax was a woman's hygiene product brand, you were wrong. The company recently sent a tweet that read, fact, colon, not all women have periods. Also a fact, semicolon, not all people with periods are women. Let's celebrate the diversity of all people who bleed. Six months ago, a man died after two police officers arrested him in a drug sting. This was in Joliet, Illinois. They would not release the camera. Apparently, they said that the guy in the car had been slapped, shoved. Cops shoved a baton down his throat, and they were holding his nose shut, trying to make him spit out something. They think it was probably drugs. Anyway, the suspect later died. One of the colleagues was so disgusted that they wouldn't release the camera of this, the assault that the officers had done on this guy that killed him, that the only person that ended up getting arrested was the officer who blew the whistle on the whole thing. That is a good microcosm of where we are. Anyway, gotta go. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.